And we're back here with Talk of the Town. We're on with Roger Victory, Representative Roger Victory, I should say. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Jude. It's always a pleasure to be out here, and it's a beautiful
it is.
Summer morning out there.
Yeah.
Wow.
It would be even nice out in the field hoeing or something.
That's right. Yeah, things are growing. We had a very beneficial rain last week, and things are popping and growing. We got some humidity, and before we went on the air, we're talking about June is Dairy Month, and
yes,
for our dairy industry here in West Michigan and throughout the whole state, it's very important that we have those timely rains to produce that great alfalfa crop to add that protein to the diet of those dairy cattle, and so that industry can continue to prosper and benefit our economy of the great state of Michigan.
We should be about past the first cutting pretty quick.
Yeah,
well,
I noticed a lot of first cutting is taking place, so that's why these rains are very beneficial to get that second, third, and sometimes now a fourth cutting.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Pretty good.
That is good stuff. You got it.
Yeah. All right. Roger, I got something in the mail. I thought I'm going to ask Roger about
that. Well, see if we can help.
And it's Proposal 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's that all about? Can you tell me? Tell the folks?
Right, yeah. And it's a complex proposal. If you read through the proposal, in fact, I was with the chamber this morning, and this is something that's removing the personal property tax on our business community for their personal property.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the past, I was liable for that for some forklifts that we had in our farming operation because it was outside the farming scope. And it was a law that was unique to the state of Michigan and was a deficit to our business community. So we were eliminating that personal property tax on these business assets and shifting it to user tax fees and those type things.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to move Michigan forward and attract new businesses to the state of Michigan, this was a high priority of the governor and of the business community and to provide jobs for our community. So it's a little cumbersome language, but feel free to talk to the experts on it. I know the chamber is going to be out and about giving some clarification to this, but it's very important that we get this passed so that way we can offer a great environment for businesses to locate in the state of Michigan, and this is really critical to provide jobs for hard-working men and women in the state.
You know, we've had that personal property tax on for many years.
Mm-hmm. And it was this was something that's an outlier compared to Indiana, Ohio. And if you have a business that you're going to locate in the Midwest, that's a key component to would you locate in the state of Michigan or would you locate in Indiana, Ohio, or some other state which do not have this, what I call erroneous tax that places the burden on their business sector.
Well, it's one more thing we can do, maybe, to bring
exactly
industry in.
Well, one of those many steps that we have taken to improve the economy, and you see the fruits of those efforts as you see these help wanted signs throughout our community. It's actually one of the concerns we have is make sure that we have enough able-bodied people to with a skill set to provide for these jobs that our manufacturing community is offering to our people here.
And yeah.
So
yeah.
It's good stuff.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And maybe the wage scale will go up a little bit.
Exactly. Through the true economic environment instead of some artificial catalysts, which was addressed with the minimum wage law.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're here with Roger Victory, and if you have a question for Roger this morning, you can give us a call at 395-1450. Our line is open. What else is going on in the House?
Well, we were able to pass the budget again in a timely fashion, meeting way ahead of the September 30 deadline. And a lot of exciting things in this budget, as we, a lot of people aren't aware of. But in the budget, there is $285 million dedicated to roads. That's been lost in our discussion, on the sustainable, long range looking for funding our roads. But we have listened to our constituents and looked into our current budget and using general fund money to allow these construction projects going forward. So I'm proud to be a yes on that budget, which allows for this funding, along with some other issues that's been a little lax out there. $7.2 million for military and veteran programs. We've been hearing on the national level how some of our veterans' needs haven't been taken care of, and the state has been an outlier in that process, too. And now that we need to step forward and address some of those concerns. And another item is $100 million for our local municipalities and cities for revenue sharing. That's why a lot of our cities' budgets and municipalities have been suffering over the years because of that revenue sharing. When we were going through the Great Recession, the monies were not available. So, and this is something to help them get back to parity. And yeah. there's more work that needs to be done, but it's a step in the right direction as the economy of the state of Michigan moves forward.
All right. Anything else there that you got on your agenda?
Well, another exciting area is schools, K through 12, a 4.1% increase in funding for the K through 12 schools. This is, again, some more work that we heard. School's been, we need to spend those dollars to educate our future generation. And then also another aspect is, you know, the budget will be work toward paying $1 billion toward the retirement liabilities of our school districts. And these are called MIPSRs. And that's where I'm proud that we as a state can get those obligations under control. Until we get that cap and get those retirement funds taken care of, and the retirement obligations taken care of, that's robbing money right from the classroom. So currently, right now, it's almost $1 out of every $3 that goes through K through 12 education doesn't even hit the classroom, but is using to shore up the MIPSRs program. These are promises made decades ago or 10 years ago by and they didn't have the money to live up to those obligations. So as we go forward, we're funding those, and in, I would say in 2032 would be a great year because those MIPSRs will be paid up, and every dollar can go to the classroom at that point in time.
That would be something, huh?
That would be something, but it's a tough pill to swallow because we're putting off immediate gratification today for a higher return later on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that we've been using the phrase, kicking the can down the road. We can't kick the can down the road. This is something that's my predecessors have been working on, and I'm going to continue to work to make sure that this situation is resolved. And that way in the future, when I'm not in Lansing, but my predecessors are, that they can then put every dollar into.
They'll be glad you did this.
Exactly. Take those take those tough decisions now and avoid those immediate gratification things to lay the foundation for the future.
I got a call here. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yes, I am. I called last time he was on, and he answered my question about the deficit between the when you sell a vehicle and so forth, and you only have to pay tax on the difference. And he answered my question, but he did not answer the question of where that money is going from all them taxes, these expensive cars and motorhomes and so forth. Like I paid $4,000 in tax. A friend of mine bought a motorhome, paid $10,000 in tax. I understand that some of that money is going to the education. Now, why is that? That should not be. That should be going for roads if we need anything. We need road fixing, so then why don't they apply it to the roads? It has nothing to do with education. Mm-hmm. I wondered if you could answer that.
I appreciate the call because that was a part of the House bill bills that we passed through is dedicating these funds, which a caller has called in, dedicating to the roads. And that's many of the constituents have been demanding this aspect. Take what available funds you have and earmark them toward road construction and road repair. And that was a part of the package of bills that we were working on, and that's where we're garnering the good part of this $285 million that we've allocating toward it, but we want to make sure this is sustainable and going in the future and codify that into future road funding. So, the caller brings a good question forward. There's a fair amount of money out there, and that's the foundation that we were working on in the House to get this getting close to about $500 million of funding toward the roads, codify this into law, and dedicating these funds toward the repair of our roads here in the state of Michigan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. And you got another call coming in, I do believe. Good morning. You're online with our guest. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yes, good morning. In response to the last caller's question, I think it should also be stated that when Proposal A was put before the voters back in, I believe it was about 1994, right in there.
In that range.
There was a constitutional amendment approved by the voters, which dedicated certain portions of the sales tax to education. That's constitutional. It was approved by the voters. and I'd like that to be clarified. So thank you for allowing me to make a comment.
Thank you.
And the caller is correct on that. There's a certain portion of those sales tax dollars, even on the purchase of gasoline, that is dedicated to for the K through 12 education of our students here in the state of Michigan.
Okay. Hmm? Anything else coming up in the House that
well,
we should discuss?
I'd like to highlight a something was passionate in my area was some modification to the Michigan merit curriculum. This was we passed it through the House and has been made it through the Senate. What this allows is some of your young people who are going into the careers of like welding and some of these technical programs that and also we offer a great program of this right here in Ottawa County at the Career Line Tech Center. But the problem is with the Michigan Merit Curriculum, it requires a two-year foreign language component and also the Algebra 2 level. Well, we made some, I think there's still more work that needs to be done, but we are allowing have a one-year foreign language component, and then picking up some of the requirement as long as they're in some of these technical training programs, and also incorporating the algebra process into these highly technical skill trades that these young people are learning. So this is moving us in the right direction to, as I indicated earlier, provide those skills and employees for our industries that we are saying we need more workers in these areas, especially like welders and electricians in those areas, and also not to dumb down this educational process, but then they can pick up the the higher math and these algebra components in those skill trades, which are needed in electrician fields and welding fields. So they, instead of just taking it in a static environment in a classroom, it's incorporated right with the curriculum as they're more of a hands-on, which some of our students, that's a better learning environment for them. They pick that up in more of the hands-on techniques of learning versus in that more of a sterile environment of a classroom.
It brings home the reason for learning math.
Yes, it puts it right in front of them. So they might not prosper in or achieve in that classroom environment, but when they bring it into the technical training environment, then the light bulb goes off in the head and say, now I understand it. And they have a passion for it. They have excitement for it. And it's a lot easier to, then brings them forward. And it's providing what we need in our economy.
I might be overestimating it, Roger. But
which I see firsthand. And I'm glad we're moving it forward. But yet, still more work needs to be done there.
All right. I'm glad to see them kind of mesh that together.
That is.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Is Roger on?
Yes, he is.
Could you explain what happened that you could not pass money for the road improvements? And I'm going to hang up.
Thank you.
Yeah. In the House, we did pass a, as I was talking about earlier, about just under $500 million of dedicated funds toward the roads. That I like to describe as a good solid foundation to work off from and going in the future, and this was something that would be sustainable going in the future. The Senate was looking at a little larger proposal, somewhat based on some gas tax revenue, and as the proposals were coming forward, I can't give you all the caveat of what occurred, but they were trying to try to bite the apple all at one time, I might say that. And then as it seemed to appear the votes weren't there for it, they were going to take a smaller bite, and then appeared to be the votes weren't there at that point in time for that too. And then I think a element of politics came into play here. Some were saying that the Democrat Party didn't want to allow the Governor Snyder to have a victory on the road funding because of a lot of people out there are saying go fix the roads, and this is a something that's we're being held accountable to maintain the infrastructure. So I'm afraid it got to be a little bit more political toward the end and not based on policy process toward in the Senate. So give me a little bit of my insight and a little caveat of it, and I'm sure you'll hear other opinions on it. But my fear was the Senate was trying to take too big of a bite at apple at one time, and I was appreciated how we did at the House, taking smaller steps going forward.
Okay. All right. Sounds good to hear the strawberries for sale.
Well, Jude, they are delicious this year. In fact, we grow a few strawberries ourselves, about an acre, and I had actually had an opportunity to take a couple flats of strawberries to Lansing and share among my colleagues.
Oh.
And during those long days last week, we add a little sweetness to it with some fresh Michigan strawberries.
Wow.
And many of my colleagues from the East Side State, they never understood the difference between a Michigan strawberry and a those are shipped in from Florida and California.
Now they do.
They might not have quite the eye appeal, but you put one in your mouth, they melt, and they are just delicious.
Yes, they are.
That's a special treat.
And I guess we don't have a call at the moment, so if you have something on your mind you'd like to talk to Roger about, 395-1450, our line is open. And we have a beautiful day going for us and lots of blue sky and sunshine. That's great.
It is a beautiful day. And also I want to just let the listeners be aware of, as we talk about road funding, road repair, be a little cautious out there. There's a lot of construction going on. And be as you approach these construction zones, as you merge in, be alert. Because if you're moving along at 75 miles an hour or 70 miles an hour and you're not alert, next thing you could see the car in front of you doing 30, and that's not a good situation. So just as we're traveling, enjoying the great state of Michigan and vacationing, be aware of those orange cones and also those construction workers. They're trying to work hard and repair the roads and keep their safety in mind, too. So be alert.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
And follow the rules as far as the speed zones.
Exactly. If you see a 45 in a construction zone, travel 45, because
right.
our friends in blue will be enforcing those rules.
Even if there's nobody working.
Exactly. Because you never know. You have road shifts. You might be on some of those rumble strips along the freeway at times. Just pay attention.
Happened to me in, I think it was Missouri.
Hmm.
It was a Saturday. Nobody was working. And we were going over the speed limit. And suddenly there's a police car behind us. And they spotted us from the air.
So you were able to contribute to the Missouri tax base.
Sir. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good morning. You're on the line with Roger.
Good morning. I'll hang up. But one question is, can you explain to me the prevailing wages and why we have to pay so much more for that stuff? Thank you.
Thank you.
The prevailing wage, that is something I feel if we could remove ourselves from, it'd be better for the state of Michigan. The prevailing wage creates an inflationary component to our state contracts and our infrastructure projects because they require a certain wage threshold and outside the competitive bidding environment. So the taxpayers pay extra when we do state infrastructure projects. It might be school construction, it might be highway construction, but also federal funds, there's a lot of strings attached to it. So these are erroneous programs such as prevailing wage, which prevent us from effectively using our dollars and creates inflation and inefficiencies in our state programs of construction for infrastructure.
All right. 395-1450 is our number here at Talk the Town. If you'd like to talk to Roger this morning and next this coming week, what's going on in Lansing? Anything?
Well, at this point in time, we are in our summer break session or our in-district work. So like today, I have a fairly busy schedule in the district along with a number of my colleagues. And there will be a number of different work groups conducting here for the next couple weeks. I know there's an educational work group meeting this week. There's more work to be done with some of the K-12 educational incentives or programs. So we'll be keeping our eye on those as the summer goes along.
Okay. And a quick look at our weather here. And the weather for today is mostly sunny with a high of 79. And for tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 83. And some of those storms will be with us tonight, too. And the temperature goes down to about 68. On Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 81. And right now, the last reading I had was 73 degrees. Not at all a bad day.
Not bad, but here it's going to be a little warmer, and the humidity is be kicking in, and which is not bad. The grass will grow with that rain we had, and the crops will grow, too.
All right. 395-1450, Talk the Town here. And let's see, we're just about out of time. But we'll take another call. Good morning. You're on the line with Roger.
Yes. I'd like to have him address the problem with the casinos. I thought when they sold us this bill of goods that we could have the casinos in Michigan, and then money was going to go to the schools. Now, the state takes the money, and the school doesn't get it. So talk to me about that.
As there's a portion that from the casino revenues that does go through our local municipalities and our schools and process, but as we came through the Great Recession, there was a lot of cutbacks and revenues weren't coming forward. So as a lot of promises were made of these revenue streams, but as we came through, the Great Recession of the past few years, those revenue streams weren't there as what was being promised.
I know it, but the casinos are still making, the guys that own the casinos are still making all the money.
That's
weird. And it's not coming to the schools. They put it to everything else except the schools, and that was a promise. They promised us that was going to pay for the schools.
And ruining our
state to have all these big things in there, and we don't even get it.
Similar to as the money from the lotteries, too, but as again, those funds come through, but there's other funds that are declining as we came through the Great Recession, and there's that's where these funding gaps have occurred. So appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the way government works.
That's right.
But if you think kicking the can down the road is bad, then if you go to Washington, they lost the can.
Or they have a really big can there.
Really big can.
Yeah, I call it a barrel, I think.
You can be glad that the state at least operates within some
I appreciate the work of the governor and my colleagues of actually laying a good solid foundation that we can continue to build on in the future. So the state of Michigan is moving in the right direction, and it's a pleasure serving with the governor and my colleagues there in Lansing.
Very good. Well, we thank you very much, Roger, for being our guest today here on Talk of the Town, and look forward to your next visit here.
Certainly will. Thank you, Jute.
Get out and enjoy the weather on the farm.
I will be. Thank you.
Okay.